You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We're hearing your voices, your most convincing voices. Why do you deserve a bailout? Give us your pitch for $700 billion or any sort of bailout. Should we help Bob out here?
Hey, buddy. Have you got a trillion and change to spare? I got back home a hungry CEO and shareholders to feed.
Not bad. That was pretty good. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Your most convincing voice for bailing yourself out to the tune of $700 billion. Of course, that's the issue on Capitol Hill as they attempt to make the details of this stick into American law. But economic downturns and particularly financial collapses like this are of particular interest to people who depend on philanthropic giving from the corporate community. Joining us now, Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She's in Washington. Stacey, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And Mark Shamley is also with us. He's president of the Association of Corporate Contribution Professionals. He's on the line from Orlando. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
So, Stacey, when you open the financial pages and read these kinds of headlines, what do you think the impact is on, you know, the kind of work that you do?
It's huge. Nonprofit leaders across the country are really worried about what's going to happen to their finances, because not only do they have to worry about the corporations collapsing, but everybody's looking at their stock portfolios and saying, oh my goodness, do I have enough money to be able to comfortably give? And this is the big giving time of year, so it's a pretty nervous time.
Mark Shamley, are sectors more heavily involved in this downturn than others, certain kinds of nonprofits? Are they insulated, others more vulnerable?
I think if you look at a sector-by-sector approach, obviously there are some sectors that are doing well, for example, your petroleum companies. But when you look across the financial industry, there's obviously tremendous concern. And when you look particularly at that industry, they have an incredible amount of support, philanthropic support, that is driving down to the nonprofit sector. So I believe it is, as Stacey indicated, is of deep concern.
Well, Mark, how do you consult with a client and encourage them to give or strategize with them to give when they're laying off employees and they're watching their net worth sort of plummet?
One of the things that we talk to our members about is the importance of investing. And with these investments, these are typically long-term kinds of activities as opposed to one-off contributions. And we really stress the idea of building social capital in the marketplace that's of interest to them. I think it's would not be in their best interest, corporations, to abandon the social capital that they've built over time. Plus, consumers and stakeholders have indicated that this is an important activity that they expect companies to be involved in.
Stacey, do you go along with that?
It certainly is, but whether, when push comes to shove, companies will be able to do that is a really big question. So we're expecting it's going to be a pretty tight year. So some companies will continue to give, but certainly there are going to be a lot of cutbacks. And that's at the same time that government is also probably going to cut back, because tax revenues aren't going to be as high, and government provides a lot of the money to nonprofits as well. Plus, more people are coming to them for services. So even if companies keep going a little bit, it's still not enough to take care of all the needs.
And Stacey, according to one of the surveys that the Chronicle did, I mean, we're talking big money. For example, Merrill Lynch awarded $43.7 million in 2007, and Lehman Brothers gave $39 million in 2007. Obviously, Lehman's in bankruptcy, so that money's probably not coming. And Merrill Lynch is a big question mark. How do you plan around that now?
Nonprofits that depend on some of those companies have started looking for other sources, and it's possible that some of that money that has been committed will keep going. But for organizations that got a lot of money, they just have to look for other sources. You know, they'll look beyond the corporate community to other kinds of things as well. There are a lot of wealthy donors who, even though they may have lost a lot of money, still have plenty to give away. So I think some of those donors will step up. So you'll see the big philanthropists, the big name ones, starting to step in and doing some good for groups that are about to falter.
Stacey and Mark, Stephen Dubner from our Freakonomics blog is with us. He has a question. Go ahead, Stephen.
I wonder if you could just give us a picture, if you could imagine. I know this is a broad question, but I'm asking for specifics. What might we expect to see changing in the landscape in terms of goods and services in the next couple of years? For instance, in New York City, a very salient fact that a lot of people don't know is 85% of Central Park's budget comes from private money from the Central Park Conservancy. So if you can look down the road, tell us, how will the world actually change as a result of this hit on charitable contributions from these kind of folks?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to happen is companies are going to pull back on some of the sponsorship activities that they've engaged in, dinners and things of that nature, and really focus on core giving, things that are actually benefiting the local community. Some of the activities that are probably on the fringe that really don't have a net benefit to a particular group, I think companies are going to look at those and scrutinize those kinds of contributions.
Stacey, what do you think is going to change?
I would agree. I think a lot of groups that serve the public are going to probably have to merge, or some of them may close, and some of those may be services that a lot of people depend on but just can't attract enough public support.
So, when you say services that people depend on, are we talking about, however, arts, or are we talking about, let's say, food banks?
I would say both. Kinds of things, but social services groups, which have the most need, unfortunately also do the worst in fundraising, and a lot of people don't realize that those groups are in great need, and so, you know, those are the ones that are the most precarious.
Well, Stacey and Mark, you make a very interesting point. The same kind of consolidation among nonprofits and these service organizations is going on that is going on in the banking sector that we're talking about, so actually a lot of changes in store. Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle on Philanthropy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Mark Shamley is president of the Association of Corporate Contribution Professionals. Mark, thanks for being with us.
And thank you very much.
And now, with those sobering thoughts, we go to Femi Okeh with some headlines.
Thanks, John. Just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.